Okay, so, listeners, buckle up, because today we're tackling a world with a train that, well, it kind of puts the Orient Express to shame.
Definitely not your average locomotive.
Not even close. We're talking about the Arcadian Express, folks, and this thing laughs in the face of continents.
Transoceanic is the name of the game here. Straight across the ocean floor. Ambitious, to say the least.
That's putting it mildly. But here's the real kicker. It goes right to the heart of a civilization run by, get this, Anthros.
And that right there is the real head-scratcher. This whole seafoam transoceanic railway. I mean, the sheer scale of cooperation, the technology involved.
It's mind-boggling.
You're talking humans and Anthros working side by side to conquer the ocean depths. That's not just impressive. It's practically unheard of, even in fiction.
Right. I mean, the story doesn't lay it all out, but come on, this railway screams game changer. It's got to be huge for this world.
Absolute.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's meet our main man, Ethan Aston. Rookie detective, fresh out of the academy, and more enthusiasm than you can shake a magnifying glass at.
Oh, he's got that fresh-faced, eager beaver energy in spades.
Picture, like, a baby Sherlock Holmes, but with a mom who's, well, maybe a tad more involved.
Speaking of mom, that little platform send-off, talk about a loaded seat.
Oh yeah, she did not hold back, did she?
Between the fussing over pickpockets or, as she so delicately put it, mangy mutts.
Yikes. Not exactly subtle, is it?
It really makes you wonder about the whole human-anthro dynamic in this world.
Seriously, like what happened to make things so tense?
It's a brilliant example of how a single line can open up a whole can of worms about backstory and societal issues. Clearly, relations aren't all sunshine and roses, which makes the whole railway thing even more intriguing. They built this marvel together, there's a history there, and you know it's a doozy. But back to Ethan, you'd think he'd be a nervous rep with mom breathing down his neck like that, but he seems surprisingly unfazed.
He's young, right? It's that whole cocktail of pre-trip jitters and I'm finally free. Plus, don't forget, he's flying solo on this one.
Ah, good point. No seasoned partner, no grizzled mentor looking over his shoulder.
Just him, a train full of strangers, and oh yeah, a whole lot of ocean between him and home sweet home.
And let's not gloss over that destination, shall we? He's heading to Arcadia, which, last time I checked, is prime Anthro territory. Talk about stepping outside your comfort zone. It's like that whole fish out of water trope, but with extra fur and scales and maybe a few tentacles. Who knows?
Don't forget the feathers.
Right, the feathers. See, this world building, it just grabs you.
It hooks you right in. Speaking of grabbing, did you catch that bit about Ethan struggling with the train steps?
He seemed a little flustered, yeah.
The conductor, who, by the way, is a she-wolf, because why not?
Yeah.
She helps him up, and then she says something interesting. She tells him he'll manage those steps on his own in a few years.
Interesting. It sounds like a throwaway line, but knowing this author.
Right. There's got to be more to it. What do you make of that?
Well, on the surface, it's just a conductor being helpful, right? But that comment about needing a few more years, it suggests something's up with the whole human Vanthor development timeline. Maybe it's a strength thing or agility. Who knows? But it's definitely a breadcrumb, and you know we got to follow those.
We'll always trust the breadcrumbs. So Ethan finally makes it onto the train, finds his seat, and what does he do? He whips out that junior detective badge.
Oh.
Like it's his golden ticket.
Well, he's got to assert himself somehow. Surrounded by all those Arcadians, he's got to be feeling a tad out of place. Like a zebra in a penguin colony.
So he flashes the badge, and what happens? How do the Arcadians react?
Well, we get a glimpse through the Otter Woman checking tickets. She gives him this look like, oh, honey, you and your little badge. Like she's seen it all before, 1,000 times.
It's like she's thinking, bless your heart, kid. You're going to need more than a shiny badge where you're going and knowing this world. She's probably right.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just about a human detective, right, cracking the case in an Anthro world. It's bigger than that. This is about culture shock, full immersion.
Culture shock, for sure.
This young man, Ethan, he's up against a whole society that operates on different rules, different instincts, everything. I mean, what even counts as evidence in a world where a rabbit can vanish into thin air, poof, gone? Or a bear can sniff out a lie from a mile away.
Okay, now my mind is officially blown. The implications are huge. I mean, we think high-speed rail is a big deal, but this, it changes everything.
Everything.
Oh, and speaking of levels, did you catch that detail about the train itself?
Multiple levels.
Yeah. There's a whole section dedicated to hydroponic gardens.
Right. It's not just transport. It's a self-sustaining ecosystem zipping through the ocean. Makes you wonder what else is on board this thing. What other secrets is it hiding? Speaking of secrets, we can't just gloss over that little tidbit about the fox thief. Rumor has it they're on board.
Ooh, right. Good catch. Do you think that's like a legit clue or just some juicy train gossip to keep the passengers entertained?
Part of me thinks it's a red herring, you know? Like the author setting us up for a classic whodunit and then bam, unexpected twist. Don't forget, we're only seeing the very beginning.
Just a taste.
Exactly, a small bite. This journey, it's supposed to take days, plenty of time for Ethan to run into trouble, cultural mishaps, maybe even a whole different kind of mystery altogether. Who knows?
It's true. It's like we're stepping onto this Arcadian Express right alongside Ethan, with nothing but this little scrap of information and a whole bunch of questions.
A whole trainload of questions.
So just to recap, we've got Ethan, our gung-ho junior detective, heading to Arcadia, a city that's basically Anthro Central.
And absolutely bursting with possibilities for adventure, awkward encounters, you name it.
And, you know, we haven't even talked about this Detective Rathrum guy. He's got to be a big deal in this world, if even Ethan's mom knows his name,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. He's practically a legend.
So what's his deal? What kind of detective is he? Will Ethan actually get to meet him, learn from him?
So many questions. And you know what? The excerpt, it's teasing us on purpose. It just focuses on Ethan's perspective those first few moments.
Yeah, it's like we're getting a sneak peek through a keyhole. Enough to make us want more, but.
But the good stuff is still hidden. Classic hook. This author, they know what they're doing.
Oh, for sure. Speaking of things that make you go, I gotta know more about this Seafoam Transoceanic Railway. I mean, Seafoam. What's that about?
Right. Is that like a literal thing? Is the train powered by magic sea foam?
Or is it some super high-tech thing we can barely imagine? I need answers.
See, it's those little details, you know? They suck you right in. The author didn't have to call it that. There's a reason they chose sea foam. Maybe it's a clue about the tech, or maybe it's about the environment down there, the challenges they had to overcome.
The mystery deepens.
Exactly. And the thing is, we're working with a tiny piece of this world, right? Just this excerpt, this little glimpse.
It's like a puzzle piece.
Exactly. But even with that one piece, we're already seeing how everything fits together. The culture, the tech, the conflicts, it's all connected.
It's incredible. It makes you realize how much world building can happen in just a few pages.
It's like a masterclass in efficient storytelling. And you know, it makes you think, it makes you really use your imagination.
It does. So listeners, as you go about your day, here's something to chew on. Think about Ethan, right? Heading off into this big, wild world. Will his journey be about like actually solving mysteries? Like, will he catch that fox thief and be the hero?
Yeah.
Or will it be more about him figuring out this whole Anthro world?
Right. Learning the rules, navigating the culture clash, because that's a whole other mystery in itself.
It really is. Will he bridge the gap between humans and Anthros? Or will he just fall deeper into the divide?
It's a question that'll stick with you. Long after the train reaches its destination, it reminds us that the best journeys, the ones that really stay with you, they're the ones that make you question everything. Maybe even learn a little something about yourself along the way.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we've reached the end of the line for today's deep dive.
Until next time.